This is Dan FlyQ. How are you doing, Gene?
Oh, doing fine, Bill. Yeah, I guess you are. Hadn't heard from you in a long, long time.
I just went to the grocery store and got some push water and headed home. I hope you had a nice Christmas and got with family and everything, over.
We and her family and everything, and had a fairly enjoyable. I work mostly, but Christmas Day I did go over. They live in Simpsonville. Well, half the time they live in Simpsonville. Other half the time they're in Black Mountain, North Carolina. They are, you might have known it a long time ago, I don't know, but they're houseplants at a Presbyterian home for children in Black Mountain, and they're there a week and back home in Simpsonville for a week. So, there you go. I'm out here in my tent. I got HF and VHF, UHF and all out here in the tent, and I hadn't been in it in a month. I said, my goodness, you know, I ought to check into that thing. I hope my equipment's not all messed up. Came in and I got a lot of water in the floor of my tent, but no visible damage of anything anywhere, so that part's pretty good. I ought to take this tent down and put my equipment in the dry, for that matter, but seemed to be working okay, Bill. Go ahead.
Yeah, it sounds good. Doesn't sound like anything's wrong with it. I was aware that when you was working at Black Mountain, I believe she worked there quite a while. I think she took a leave for a while and then went back. I believe that's the way that worked. But I'm glad you got with them and had a good time. So tell me about your tent. Where do you have your tent? And how long is it going to be up? Over.
In the backyard. I just kind of wanted to simulate a real portable situation. So I set it up out here. It's a little 10-foot by 10-foot tent. And I got VHF and UHF in a go kit here. I built a box for them. In fact, I built two, and I'm just starting another one. For the American Legion, they have asked me to set up a amateur radio station at the American Legion. So that's what I'm working at now. I'm building another go box, and I got an Anytone, if you've ever heard of that. It's working out real nice. I've got two of them, and they're three band, 2 meter, 220, and 440. And I'm very, very, very pleased with them. That's what I'm. No, that's not what I'm on now. No, but when I check it in the net in my house, it's the Unitone is set up there. That's it. Got myself mixed up here. And then I've got an FT-1200 HF rig out here in the tent also. It's not real successful. I'm having antenna problems on it. I just don't have enough room to put any kind of antenna up here. So, anyway, I can do a little bit of work with it, but not much, Bill.
So, tell me again slowly, what is the name of the radios, the three-band radios?
A-N-Y-T-O-N-E, and I can't tell you that much more about it. It's a kind that's, it's a real challenge to program it. But, of course, the software comes with it. You program it that way. I didn't do the programming myself, but... wait a minute. Mandel, you know Mandel. Mandel programming, he's pretty good at things like that. And we've got about... Well, it's a DMR rig, too, and I don't know much about that other than it's just one of the digital modes. I've never been on any of the digital modes. F28, I did a little receiving, but never did transmit on it. And I got about, on that Anytone, I've got, oh, I don't know, 25 or 30 repeaters programmed in on it. So it's set up pretty good, really.
Well, I haven't talked to Mandel, gosh, probably 3 or 4 years. It's been a long time. Yeah, he's really good at that stuff and really into it. I tell you, I am not in a car very much anymore because I don't drive to work. And I just don't get on 2 meters, 440, any of it hardly at all. I do have, I don't have DMR, but I do have Fusion. I've got an FT991A, but it's in the house, and I can't hit any of the Fusion repeaters around here. I've tried. I don't know. I've looked them up. For whatever reason, I can't get to them. So I do have a D-Star dongle that is hooked up to my computer, but I rarely use that thing.
One of my rigs is a DMR. What did you say just saying? I forgot it that quick. I forgot what you said. Another mode. It wasn't DMR. Another mode. But anyway, I've got a transceiver that works on that, but I don't think there are any repeaters. I don't think you can hit any of them here. I think they're pretty active on that down around Augusta, though, and I think you got a repeater down there and a bunch of people on that mode. But I never really did anything with it. What I was trying to think of.
Yeah. That's why I have one hooked up to my computer. I just go to the internet into whichever chat group I want to go into. But I don't use that much either. I'm mostly on HF. I do a lot of HF stuff. And I still like the DX and I still like the contest. And let's see, I visited Phil 2 weekends ago and we worked on some antennas at his location in Pageland, not too far from Monroe, North Carolina. But he's still in South Carolina. And I saw him this past weekend. We went to his wife's family's get-together and had a big, big meal there. That was a lot of fun. But I spent a lot of time on HF. I just chased DX and liked to... I really like the contest a lot, and then I do check in a couple little nets that are just a small group of people that I talk to. So that keeps me pretty busy. Then Elaine keeps me busy, and the house keeps me busy, and two dogs and all the cats we got. I just always busy. I know you're still working. And those boxes you made, are they? I assume they're metal boxes. Are they wood boxes? Over.
Metal and steel work, but they're wooden boxes. I got more boxes than I know what to do with. But I got a lot of stuff that needs to go in them when I can sort things out pretty good. But doing all that in my old age, I never get the use of 95% of them, I'm sure. But, you know, that's the way it goes. But I tell you what, this wind is picking up over there. The tent's holding tight, but it's sure flopping pretty bad. Oh, I ought to dismantle this whole situation. I'm running on generator, too, by the way, out here. I can switch. I can switch from generator to deep power with a flip of the switch, so no problem with that. But right now, I just wanted to exercise my generator and equipment, for that matter.
Yeah, it sounds like you're having a lot of fun. But I've joined the conversation, but I'm just about 3 or 4 minutes away from the house. So I'll make this my last one. Yeah, Elaine was asked, asked me the other day how you're doing. I told her I hadn't talked to you forever. So are you going to the Greer meetings at all?
If I can figure when they meet and so forth, I get fees from the reflector every once in a while. If I'd pay more attention to it, I'd know. But I hadn't been to one of the meetings in probably 2 months or something like that. You know when the next one's coming up? Isn't it always the third Monday of the month?
I think it's the second Monday of the month, and then the South Carolina DXA is the third Thursday of the month, because I go to those two. I haven't been to a Greer meeting in quite a while, but sometimes they end up on the same week, just depending on when the first day of the month starts, but don't hold me on all that, but I think that's right. Greer's second, SCDXA's third, I believe. But anyway, I'm pulling in the driveway. You have a great day. Really good talking to you. It's been a while. 73 N4AQ.
Oh, Roger, Bill. Appreciate talking with you, and I want you to tell Phil hello for me. I hadn't talked with him in a long time either. So 73rd, it's W4FH, Jay Clear.
JP4CBA Mobile.
Hey, CBA, where you at? W4WOZ.
The Wizard of Oz. So, how have you been?
Just sitting out here in the shack. I've been still working on my 7410, and still beating me up. I just can't seem to get it to work the way I want it to, so... I don't know. Maybe I need another radio.
I can't fix the car. I just go out and buy a new one. They accused me of that one time. I was working on the air on this Oldsmobile that we had, and I kept thinking I'd fix it, and it wasn't fixed. So it held a charge for one day, and then the Freon would leak out, and it, you know, quit working. So I charged it up and took it into the, back then I had access to, you know, Freon and all that at the county when I worked there, and I charged that thing up, took it into the Ford dealership, and we traded it in. It was blowing cold there when when I left.
No, I know, man. Sometimes these little problems, you know, a little bump in the road, whatever you want to call it, sure can be fleeting. I have had a very difficult time with what I want to do. I have been using Ham Radio Deluxe, which will run my radio, but it will not work with the M78. Why? Because I don't know, and it has sure beat me to death.
Out of my league, I can't even, my radio will do, what is it? Gosh, I can't even think. The digital mode there, and I've got the cable for it, I've got the software and the computer, but I started going through the program and the software. You got to fill in the blank kind of thing. And I got to the second or third page, and he was asking me questions. I didn't have a clue what they wanted. And so, was it LTA? Is that right? That doesn't sound right. But anyway, I found out more about it. I said, well, you know, it really doesn't sound like a whole lot of fun, so I'll just stick with sideband and voice.
I'm well aware of that side of it. Boy, I still use that. I listen on Sundays. I actually heard they were supposed to have a 10-meter contest last last weekend, maybe. But when I kind of dialed in on 10 meters, I heard nothing. But maybe I got my days mixed up. Anyway, yeah, I still use HF and really enjoy it just to do 80 meters at nighttime. Awesome. Just awesome. But somehow, some way, I'll figure this out. I hope Santa Claus was good to you. He was pretty good to us over here. And just wanted to say hello. I heard you out there. And just happened to be on here. So Merry Christmas, Happy New Year from the land of Oz, W4WOZ.
Oh, I heard Santa was good to you as well. He definitely was better to me than I deserve, that's for sure. And I can't complain. And I got a, in fact, I got kind of sidetracked. I was going to put my cold air intake on my Mustang today. I got one of those for Christmas and my K&N. And suppose that they claim it adds 15 horsepower to the engine because it helps it breathe better. And supposedly, I don't know how it makes the air cold, but it does. And colder. And, of course, anytime there's cold, it's more dense, and there's more of it. So the more dense the air, the more horsepower your engine's making. That's the way that works. Anyway, all right, well, I'm in the parking place here. I'm going to go play some tennis. So I'll say 73s, and you have a good new year, and stay healthy, my friend. And we'll talk to you later, 73s, KB4CBA.